President Bush is trying to build support for expanding charitable choice. The program allows religious-based and secular groups to compete for federal dollars to provide social services. The plan has raised concerns among many Democrats and some Republicans. In the second of two parts on religion-based initiatives, WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports one such concern is at the heart of a collision between church and state in Louisville.
Congress approved a limited charitable choice bill in 1996. The president and some of his congressional allies want to expand that effort and divert what could eventually add up to billions of federal dollars to religious programs. Amy Sherman is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute's Welfare Policy Center. She says charitable choice allows religious programs to apply for government dollars without compromising their religious character. Sherman says it comes down to simple tolerance.
For example, charitable choice allows religious organizations to maintain a religious atmosphere in their facilities, so they don't have to take down a cross or a picture of Jesus from their homeless shelter just because they got federal dollars to underwrite some of their activities.
Opponents say this is a bad idea, even a dangerous one, that can promote intolerance. They say the case of Alicia Pedrera versus Kentucky Baptist Homes for Children shows what happens when church and state collide. Alicia Pedrera lives in a working-class neighborhood of one-story wood-framed houses in Louisville. She's 37, with a compact, muscular body sculpted by weightlifting and karate. In fact, she's a brown belt and calls herself a fighter. In 1998, she interviewed for a job at the Kentucky Baptist Home for Children, which provides counseling and foster care. Her first interview went well, but Pedrera is a lesbian, and she wondered if she really belonged in a conservative Southern Baptist organization.
I told them in my second interview that I was a lesbian. I said, if that was a problem, don't hire me. I have a job. I even said, I don't want to be fired 6 months from now. I was told that I would have to be discreet. I'm a therapist. I don't usually talk about my private life. I thought, okay, I can work here.
It was, in effect, a don't ask, don't tell policy. Kentucky Baptist hired Pedrera to counsel troubled teenage boys, and for 6 months, all went well.
This is my evaluation for the 6 months that I was there. It was all high degree.
Let's look at that.
She flips through a large red notebook full of documents that chronicle her experience, including her first evaluation.
Shows exceptional skills. She works well with staff and is a valuable part of the treatment program.
So good marks.
Yes, good marks.
The notebook also contains a copy of a picture that changed her life. A photographer snapped the photo of Pedrera and her partner after an AIDS walk in 1998. In the picture, the two women lean against each other affectionately. Pedrera wears a t-shirt with a map of the Isle of Lesbos. Trouble was, when the photographer entered it in a photo contest at the Kentucky State Fair, thousands of people saw it, including lots of her co-workers.
It's a great picture, and he thought it might win something. I don't blame him for putting it in. And I didn't think anything of it until one of those people that worked at KBHC said, oh, and you're wearing this shirt, you know, the Isle of Lesbos. And I went, oh, no. And at that moment, I pretty much thought I was going to be fired.
She was right. A week later, the president of Kentucky Baptist Homes asked her to resign. A letter explained that her homosexual lifestyle is contrary to the home's core values.
And I said, no. I said, you know, I told you I was gay. Before, I told you, don't hire me if you're going to fire me 6 months later, you know. I don't feel like I did anything wrong.
Last spring, with help from the American Civil Liberties Union, Pedrera sued, alleging religious discrimination. Under federal law, religious organizations can discriminate in hiring on the basis of religion. If they accept federal money, though, they can discriminate only if they fall under charitable choice rules. Kentucky Baptist Homes is not a federal charitable choice program and does not receive federal money. But it does receive more than half of its funds from the state. So Pedrera and her advocates say this is an open and shut case.
If you want government funding to provide social services, then you can't proselytize religion when you do it.
That's Matt Coles, a lawyer with the Lesbian Gay Rights Project of the American Civil Liberties Union. Coles says the Pedrera case shows why charitable choice is a bad idea.
It's about as stark an example of it as you can possibly find. One of the reasons we brought the case was because to us it seemed like in some ways this was a preview. This is what happens when you let a religious organization provide social services and you don't put restrictions on it.
Officials at Kentucky Baptist Homes declined several requests for interviews. But its website says Pedrera was dismissed not on religious grounds, but on therapeutic ones. In the public statements made since firing Pedrera, Kentucky Baptist Homes President Bill Smithwick put it this way.
We believe for us to promote homosexual behavior is not in the best interest of any child. Such behavior could have devastating emotional and life-threatening physical consequences. We don't think we need to be promoting by saying, yes, Alicia is an employee of ours, and she's a homosexual. That must be okay, the children would say. That's not okay.
That's a safe position for Smithwick to take, because there's no federal law that bans discrimination against homosexuals, and there's no such statute in Kentucky. The Pedrera case could set an important precedent. Proponents of charitable choice say allowing faith-based groups to hire in a manner consistent with their beliefs, in short, to do what Kentucky Baptist Homes did, is essential, even fair. Here's Oklahoma Congressman J.C. Watts, who is sponsoring charitable choice legislation in the House.
We give federal dollars to Planned Parenthood. What if I said Planned Parenthood should hire Alan Keyes, Senator Edward Kennedy? Should he be forced to hire a conservative as his chief of staff? I think in these things, we have to use some common sense.
I think it's funny that people say, well, there's no room for gays, but there certainly is room for our federal money.
Again, Alicia Pedrera.
Because federal money is my tax dollars and lots of gay people's tax dollars. So they'll take our money, but not us. And that's not okay.
This case has divided Kentucky Baptists. Paul Simmons, a liberal Baptist minister, joined the lawsuit as a co-plaintiff. He says in firing Pedrera, Kentucky Baptist Homes use public funds to push a narrow religious-based social agenda.
Why should I, as a Baptist, be taxed to pay for religious services that I find totally odious? I reject them outright on intellectual and conscientious grounds.
Not surprisingly, conservative Baptists have a different view. Albert Moeller is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Did they do the right thing? Do they have the right to fire her for the reasons that they did?
Insofar as the Kentucky Baptist Homes for Children are legitimately Baptist and reflect accountability to Baptist churches, the homes had no choice but to take the action.
But what's interesting about this debate is that some conservative theologians, including Moeller, agree with liberals about some of the dangers of commingling church and state. Moeller says when churches take government money, they become agents of the secular state, which could dilute their religious message. The government might insist on auditing their books or compel them to hire gays.
The best way for Caesar to co-opt the church would be to franchise it. And I'm afraid that that is, in a subtle way, what is happening. I'm concerned about what will be the inevitable result when all of this lands in the courts.
You mean more cases like we're seeing here in Louisville, for example?
I do not believe there will be enough courthouses in America to handle all the cases, charges, complaints, and challenges that will come.
The case of Alicia Pedrera versus Kentucky Baptist Homes is not expected to come to trial until early next year. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks in Louisville, Kentucky.